Show, and this is a really disturbing story. I'm not sure if you saw that sad picture taken in the area of Xoxa in the Free State, where an 8-year-old girl had drowned when she went to fetch water from the river with her brother. I just can't get that picture out of my head. And in that picture, someone is depicted carrying the limp body of this little girl who drowned because there was just no running water, and that was why they had to go to the river to draw their water. And it shouldn't be news to the Water Department. Residents have been protesting over this issue for years. But now that the child is dead, it looks as though some action is finally being taken. And what a horrific thing to have to happen for a government department to actually step in and perform its duty. Now, Water Minister Lindi Resisulu's promised 220 million rand to sort out the most pressing water problems in the area. And the first step was supposedly to get water tanks in there. So Bonga Dlulane, our EWN reporter, is monitoring the story very carefully. And part of why we do this and we check in with our reporters all the time is because even when a government department has made promises, it doesn't mean that they've necessarily carried them out. So Bonga is keeping an eye on the story for us. Bonga, hi. So do we know how many tanks were expected to be brought into the area, first of all?
5,000, Joe, those JoJo tanks that the department had promised that they'll provide the community of Xoxa, because they've been protesting for years. And we really know, as you say, the child died recently, and also that shutdown that happened, which is also something they're threatening. But at the same time, I just spoke to the department spokesperson on the phone right now, saying they only delivered 16 of those tankers.
16 of 5,000, is that right, Bonga?
This is that the company, I don't know if it's the tankers or the tanks, because Sputnik was not very sure. But I do know that 5,000 tanks, which are the JoJo ones that they were expected to deliver to communities, and also are saying that at the moment they've only delivered 16 tankers. So I'm not sure if there's a difference between the two, because they couldn't explain in details, because the community has been protesting. They've been asking, we want that water. And you say 200 million rand has been set aside, over 220 million been set aside. And this interesting thing is that government had set themselves this deadline of a week, 7 days last week when the minister visited. It seems they can't only also meet their own deadline, and the people of Xoxa are the ones who are suffering, because they are being exposed and they're the ones suffering the slow pace of government bureaucracy and the fact that they can't deliver on their own promises.
Well, what are the other problems that are being immediately addressed by this 220 million rand cash injection?
As I said, Joanne, those 5,000 tanks, those JoJo tanks that are expected to go to those communities, that have to be distributed to every community and every residence, because a lot of residents were saying that for years and years the taps have run dry, we need water now. They shut down that area, saying that they bent tires and they closed the roads, basically saying that government needs to listen to us, because it's the only time they listen to us is when they we protest. So government, Sputnik is also saying, Rata was saying, that the money and also the interventions are short term, because they also want to be have to enter into contracts with people in the ground there, local municipalities. What also is frustrating for this community, Joanne, is that that municipality has been put under administration because of ineffectiveness, because of issues of accusations of people running that municipality not doing service delivery the way it should be done. So we have all these conflicting issues, and the people who are suffering are the ones on the ground, because they're saying that we don't have water for years. And government for now seems to be saying that please be patient. Those are Sputnik words, saying that we're asking the community to be patient. Even the community saying that we want to resume that shutdown because you're simply not listening to us.
All right, Bonga Dlulane, thank you so much for bringing us that story. We really need to do the maths there, I think. 220 million rand, 5,000 water tanks. We don't know whether some of those should have been water tankers rather than water tanks. And Sputnik Ratao, the spokesperson, unable to give Bonga Dlulane any certainty on exactly what the expenditure was for and what infrastructure was being bought. So we certainly need to keep an eye on that story. It doesn't quite look as though the Department of Water and Sanitation knows what it's doing.